All right. In the next 40 minutes, we invite you to experience Buffer Demons, a sound performance by Pedro Ramirez. In the piece, Pedro will combine three different containers of sound, acoustic, digital, and analog, to explore the concepts of translation and non-local interaction in the sound realm. The piece is inspired by ideas and concepts from musician Ornette Coleman, philosopher Timothy Morton, and speculative fiction author Ursula Le Guin. How all this comes together in sonic textures, we will now be exploring and experience together with Pedro. Pedro, the stage is yours.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Pedro. Buffett Demons. All right. I don't really have the feeling like there's a planned duration for such a piece. So we now do have a little time for questions or maybe comments or curious thoughts, maybe on the internet. I'm looking at a signal, ain't it? Oh, this is the hand movement. This is always a kind of movement. Yeah, if you want to ask a question, then you're welcome to go to one of the microphones here in the room. Or you just have to take it all in. Then I have a question, Pedro. Was this actually planned? Is this supposed to rip?
No, actually not, but I think it gave some momentum, maybe. Like, it made me change everything, which is kind of like something I was meaning, like to, it's improvise, like I set up the situation to happen. I have like some resources, but kind of like the flow or like how the feedback is interacting with the room, I start taking decisions on time. So I think this was a decision I didn't make, but I had to play with it. And it was very cinematic, I don't know. I saw it in slow-mo for me. Yeah.
Yeah, anyone else some questions? On mic two, please.
What do you feel would be missing in your setup? Or is it just everything you need?
In terms of,
like, would you take anything away or add anything?
Like in equipment, you
yes.
mean? Well, for this performance, like I've done this performance twice, and the first one was like the mixing was analog, so I had like an analog mixing desk, and I had like compressors and preamplifiers, and it had like a different feeling. Like, now I decided to do all this like utility work in the iPad, which gives like more flexibility, but it's also more complex. So I guess, like, in terms of for this, maybe a clever way to program like this utility, like mixing and compression, which I wouldn't say, I mean, it's hard to get it in the analog realm without having a lot of devices. So probably getting like a better tool that I can maybe code myself and use either by iPad or some sort of controller.
Right. If you ever get about doing so, put it on GitHub.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Okay, on mic one is one question.
Could you maybe talk a bit about the setup, like how there's a digital part and the analog is intertwined and how it works
yes.
together?
Yes, yes, perfect, yeah. So, I mean, like, in terms of analog, I'm having like this reel-to-reel tape machine. What's going on here, it's like the tape machine, it's very interesting because it has like a read head and a play head. And the read can also erase the sound that it's in the tape itself. So what I do with this paper is like I can like block, and then I have like I record sounds on the tape for each let's say iteration. So this is like the analog part, and the digital I'm using like in here, like I wrote like a script for, it's basically like a digital tape. It's like I'm recording sounds in a buffer, but what I'm doing, it's like I'm adding effects in the loop. So, and these effects are like basically bit crusher, and I'm doing like some granulation. So each time they go in this digital loop, the sounds start distorting in a cascading way. And the other loop that I have, it's like the speaker and the microphone in there. So like that's kind of like these three containers that I developed like in a conceptual way. And what I'm doing, it's like in the mixing desk, it's like I'm going from one to another, and it's kind of like playing with this like translation of the of like sound in fixed material, not fixed, but like in some supports, let's say. Other question?
All right, is it answered your question?
I was curious about the presence of Timothy Morton and Ursula Le Guin's ideas as references.
Yes. Well, like the original like framework of this project, like it all started by a reading of Timothy Morton book on realist magic, I think. In one very simple paragraph, he was talking about Plato and about like the idea of like the demon, that is like something like action at a distance, like it's he's talking about like the causality, like something that happens, and when it's like when you cannot like tie like the origin to the end, it's kind of like magic. So I started to think like how could I embrace those ideas in terms of like music technology, and for me like a way I could make it, it's like in using loops, or for example like this extended loop, like something I'm recording here, it's gonna come, I don't know, maybe 1 minute afterwards, but I'm gonna be in a completely different state. So it's this kind of like the breakage of the recording head and play head, like making them apart. That was the kind like the metaphor that I decided to use. So that's what I'm doing, like in the digital realm and in the tape realm. And also like Ursula K. Le Guin, she has this beautiful like short story about like the carrier back theory of fiction, and where she says like normally we have been told these stories about like the great fighters to go. And they're like the gatherers, that they go and they have like swords and weapons. So she's asking this question about like the technology, and she says like, okay, instead of focusing on the weapon of the male and this like the hero of the story, she reframes it into the bags, what she says, like the like a bag, like a container, like something you can bring. And she says like the gatherer is nothing. He's nothing if he doesn't have a bag so he can carry the food he takes. So for me it was very influential, like in the terms of like understanding like the container itself as a matter, as a way of creating. And I was thinking like the tape is a container of sound, like I don't know, like in 1950s in France they would say like I have a sound, and they have like the tape, or you have audio file. And you have like this, like the like audio buffer. It's like a container of sound, but it's more like the sound is fluid in a way because you're writing it and reading it. But it's you can make it go or erase it. Or I mean, yeah, kind of.
Thank you for explaining some of the background. On mic three, we have another question.
Hi. Mm. I have a question. As far as practicing this form of music goes, I imagine you have been doing this for some time. So I'm wondering how much of your performance, so to speak, right now is replicating sounds that you found at some point, and is there something that you're looking for in the performance and that like gives you a feeling of, yeah, this was a good performance, or this was, yeah, you were not happy with this one. Like, is there any way like you could explain that a little bit at least?
Yes. Well, I think like as a musician or as a sound artist, like one tends to have certain ways of replicating what you've done and the things you like in a way. Like for example, in here I've been working with like loops for several time, like either digital, like pedals and guitar, or with the tape, and also like I have like samples that like the ones that were like electricity, kind of. And for me, like the way I guess that there's like different ways you can make everything in situ, like completely from scratch. But for me, the way I find it, like it's like I have some prepared materials, but they are not completely finished, or I couldn't say they are finished already. But what I do is like I select several of them, like several non-finished materials. And for me, what I like to create in a live experience is how to give them like a new reinterpretation based on the combination I gave to them. You know, so. Yeah, for example, I mean, this room is very different from the rooms I did this performance before, or like they usually do. And it was very, like, the feedback was different. And then for me, it's like, okay, how can I mix this, like, this more bassy tone with materials I already have? And then I just put them on the table and I just start, like, kind of like, oh, okay, I quite like it. This is the range I can play with them, so I add another ones. And I usually tend like to reuse material and try to keep finding new musical experiences by the interaction of like different agents, let's say.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, now we have Mike too, another question.
Hi.
Hi.
I have a question about the phone. Is it just that you keep the time?
Yeah.
Okay. And I wanted to ask if it's possible to rearrange the camera so we can see the tape machine better.
Yeah, sure.
Because we cannot see what you are doing. Right now we don't see nothing, but...
Okay. I can... Well, kind of. Like this is like...
Yeah.
This is like the... eraser head. Mm. And also, no, it records and erases. No, wait. Yeah, this erases. This records and this plays back sound. So for example, when the tape is going and I block it, it's not erasing. Oh, sorry. It's not erasing. And... yeah. Kind of. More questions? Now that we have it here.
No, but we couldn't just not see it at all. So it's nice to see it now.
Oh, okay, okay.
The secrets of the machine are revealed.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Are there other questions, comments, requests for... telephone ring phones by Pedro, maybe. Or something from the internet, dear Signal Angel. Okay, all right. Well, I was really surprised about what could be felt doing the performance as well. So I was wondering if you had ever the chance to try it out here in this hall, or was it your first time doing
it? Yeah, it was... a challenge, because I realized when I arrived, like, there's no sound check. So literally I need to discover the room while I'm playing, and it was very, very, very challenging, just to prepare myself.
Yeah, a very raw experience for every one of us, but I really liked it, and as I said, the different kinds of sounds, it was a tangible experience for us.
Thank you.
There are no more questions, and I would say, if you are okay with that, we would close this session. Pedro, is there anything you want to tell your audience? Otherwise, I would say thanks again, Pedro, for showing us Buffet Demons, and have a great night, everyone.
Thank you.